Of all that was left behind by the Civil War, nothing resonates like this melody. The nation's best-known bugle call was born during the Civil War. It started as a signal telling soldiers to put out their campfires and go to sleep. But it came to mean something more, the final sleep of a fallen soldier, a final tribute to the men and women who'd served in the military. Taps is a kind of national lullaby, written at a time when grown men needed to be soothed to sleep. But before there was Taps, there was this. The call for lights out used early in the Civil War. In a new book called Taps, Notes from a Nation's Heart, author Richard Schneider writes about how that call became the more soothing taps we know today. It was a hot July night in Southern Virginia, 1862. Tens of thousands of Union troops had tried to take Richmond and failed.
One of the generals, General Dan Butterfield, looked down at his men who were terribly hurt and suffering. Dysentery and typhoid was attacking him. There was mud all over the place. And he thought, this lights out call that we have just isn't comforting. So he called his bugler. And together, the two of them worked out a new bugle call. And it was so comforting that other buglers heard it and began using it.
How did the call for lights out become a final salute to the dead?
Well, right after Taps was created, the Confederates were still firing shots at them, and a cannoneer in the Union forces was killed. Normally, they would fire three rifle salutes over the grave. Well, they were afraid of doing that because it might start another little battle. So they had knew this beautiful tune, Taps, and the buglers played Taps over the cannoneer's grave. And it's been that way ever since.
So simple, just 24 notes.
24 notes, 24 words. I could even repeat the first lyrics that are pretty common.
Go ahead.
Day is done, gone the sun, from the lake, from the hills, from the skies, all is well, safely rest, God is nigh.
People forget how important the bugle once was in the lives of soldiers. It told them when to fight and when to fall back, when to begin eating, when to stop drinking. In fact, the name Taps may come from tap toe, a Dutch phrase for turn off the taps. Military bands used to sound a call for pub owners to stop the flow of drink and send the soldiers back to camp. Today, taps is still sounded to say goodnight at military bases and goodbye at military funerals. It's heard year-round at wreath layings at the Tomb of the Unknowns. At U.S. Army Band Headquarters in Fort Myer, Virginia, senior bugler Dennis Edelbrock says he's sounded taps thousands of times.
Technically, it's one of the easier calls in bugle history, so to speak, but the problem is everyone can always hear you and everyone always listens. It's something that's expected to be right.
Yeah, but you're all alone out there. I mean, it's very still.
I'll tell you, there's nothing more haunting than to be at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, and they call the troops to attention and present arms, and you hear the cannons fire, and then it's just deathly quiet.
So it's like a spotlight. I mean, all ears are on you.
But it's also an audio spotlight because standing at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, you're on all this beautiful marble. And so, I mean, you're literally just a few feet away from a head of state or a visiting head of state. And they can hear you breathe, let alone play, you know.
Well over 500,000 veterans are expected to pass away this year. There aren't enough buglers to do the honors at their funerals. Many families have to listen to taps on a compact disc played by a boombox. And that's a shame, says senior bugler Henry Segrishi of the U.S. Army Band.
I have a personal story that I want to share with you about that. Last summer, as I was following the assistant sergeant of the guard who was going to host a wreath ceremony, there are a couple of women who are off to my right, and I overhear them. One says to the other, "Oh, look, Taps is going to be played. She says, I got to follow. I got to hear this because my dad's funeral was last summer and they had that boombox and it didn't work. And it just reiterated for me that you just never know who's listening and why they're listening.
Here is someone else who's listening.
My name is Bill Schiebler. I'm a Vietnam veteran. I live in Eden Prairie, Minnesota.
In an essay he wrote about Taps, Schiebler remembers being a paratrooper and one mission, he says, where his buddies got hacked up pretty badly.
When our platoon survivors returned to base camp, we all trudged down the muddy path to our tent. As the men took their places in their bunks, the number of empty bunks became apparent. Men put their faces in their hands and sobbed like children. Each of us wondered if our bunk would be empty at the end of the next mission. Fortunately, there was something we could always count on to help keep our sanity. Late in the evening, a distant bugle could be heard playing Taps. When that haunting and nostalgic song was played, all activity in the battalion area came to a screeching halt. It seemed that if only for a few moments, we were assured that someone was up there, sending us renewed hope through those 24 simple notes. So many men in our unit didn't make it back home alive. I needed to write this for those who did.
Army veteran Bill Schiebler of Eden Prairie, Minnesota. His essay can be found in the new book, Taps, Notes from a Nation's Heart. The bugle calls you heard were sounded by Sergeant Major Dennis Edelbrock and Sergeant Major Henry Segrishi of the U.S. Army Band. Thanks also to Yari Villanueva, a bugler with the U.S. Air Force Band.